You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. This is Kathy Vreeland, your host for Meet Us in Buellton. And today we're excited to have Bob Sweeney with us. He's with Santa Ynez Valley Horseback Rides. And Bob, we're going to learn a little bit more about your business here and the horseback riding. And if you could just go ahead and tell us a little bit more about it.
Thanks, Kathy. It's really wonderful to be here and to be able to do this with you. We have a very exciting business. We started a year ago at a private ranch in Buellton and immediately kind of outgrew it. And then last winter, on December 15th, we had the great opportunity offered by the city to move to Riverview Park, the beautiful, expansive park in the subdivision just west of town. We've got about an acre and a half place there for our group of 14 horses and ponies and mules, and have really put together what I think is something that the entire community is really going to embrace and enjoy in the coming years.
Awesome. And so how did this get started, Bob? I know we have some horseback riding places around the town, but I love having this right in the city of Buellton. It's great for our visitors and residents. So how did you come up with this and start it here?
I've been a lifelong horse owner, mostly in the Arabian show horse world. But a dozen years ago, I started Santa Barbara Beach Horseback Rides, which is in Summerland, with a vendor I use down there named Charlie Picerni. And we've built a really, really thriving, wonderful business there for mostly tourists. But I live here in the Valley, and I know the history of the horse industry in this Valley. I mean, back in the 80s when I moved here, there were 5,000 residents and 20,000 horses in this Valley.
That's true.
So when we envisioned this, I wanted to reflect that. I wanted the history of the Santa Ynez Valley equestrian community to be seen in our horses, in our experience. So we found locations that go down through the riverbank and the riverbed and across the river and go through the woods. And right now we have 8 different breeds of horses. It's not a typical riding string. We have a really wonderful eclectic group of former champion rodeo, show horse, working horses, ranch horses. They all have a story. They all have character and personality. And so it's to me, awesome. This is why I think the community is going to love this, is it really embraces the history of the community and something they can live and do for the past.
Awesome. I love that. And you're so right. The horse industry here, the equine industry is still big and was big back then too. I recall when I first moved out here, and so you touched on a little bit of your in the riverbed and where you ride, but what kind of experiences do you offer with your rides? If you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. It's very wide ranging on purpose. It starts with a wonderful pony encounter for kids age 2 and up. We have this, one of the stars of our herd is Mabel, the miniature mule. And she is not only the most athletic equine I've ever owned, she's also hilarious. And and she's small, and the kids love her. And so she'll tote any kid anywhere. She'll go on river rides, actually, and go through the water, no problem.
Oh, wow, no way.
But we have a little pony named Marshmallow, who's often dressed as a unicorn. She also has a wedding dress she can wear and other things that she can wear. So the kids have a lot of fun. She's part Icelandic and part Shetland pony. So in the winter, her hair gets to be about 3 or 4 inches long.
Right.
So, little girls love to brush that. So that's where it starts. So we want to give children that first really fun, safe experience. We have families all the time who bring out their little kid 2, 3, 4, and then the child will not even come into the arena. They're just terrified. And our team of guides, they're all moms in their 40s and love kids, mm-hmm. and they just take their time. And we have 100% record over the last year of getting scared children smiling and laughing on horseback.
Wow, so, that's great.
Which is the core of it. And that applies to adults too and other things. So back to answer your question, we have a pony encounter. We're going to have a craft station. We'll have pony birthday parties for kids. We have a 60-minute river trail ride and a 90-minute river trail ride. And now we've added the family fun ride, which is for kids 5 and up. Can go with their family on, they get a lesson kind of in our arena, and then we take them on a short river trail ride, cross over the berm into the woods, down towards the river and back.
That's great.
So each kid gets a guide to ride next to it, so it's really safe, and families love it because they get to go with their little kids.
Oh, perfect. No, I love that because we're always looking for more things to do with families around here, as you know, and we become a big wine industry, but things like this make it a great family destination as well. And doesn't sound like you have any really age restrictions, or do you? You work with the little ones on up, it sounds like.
So two and up for the pony encounter. Okay. And that's usually, that can go to age 12. It's sometimes kids who've never been on a horse who live in the city and they're not ready for a ride, but they want to get on the horse. That's fine.
Right.
We can handle it. Kids eight and up can go on the trail ride. The only other restriction is weight limit is 250. So that does happen. You can't go more than that for the horses. But the other thing we're going to offer once we get kind of more situated is, a weekend and a weeknight horse encounter, mostly geared towards women who live here. Mm-hmm. Like you can buy a package of lessons and you just come and hang out at our stable for an hour or so. And we'll teach you the basics, grooming, how to do feet, how to saddle, how to lead them, how to tie them. And then we'll give you riding lessons and eventually you can start going on rides. And it's designed for Sunday afternoons when women are home, when the husbands are watching football or, 4 o'clock after work, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the summer, just come out and hang out with your horse for an hour or so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's, horses are, you, of course, there's therapeutic riding academies around right. In Santa Barbara and here in the Valley. The horses are tremendously therapeutic in all regards. We tell people all the time on daily rides, one of the interesting things about horses is they can hear your heartbeat from 10 feet away.
Oh, wow.
So when you walk up to a horse, they're listening to your presence. Who are you? What are you about? Are you worried? Are you scared? And if you are worried and scared, then the horse becomes worried and scared because horses are herd animals and they're followers. So if you get a person who's nervous climbing on a horse, that horse now is going to be nervous.
Right.
And so, but the opposite is true. If you calm down, take a breath, relax, so does your horse. And so we tell people this all the time, and you see them leaving in their tents, and when they come back from the ride, they're just smiling ear to ear, and they kind of blast, and their feet are wet from the river, and they just think it's the greatest thing ever, and it is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, so. That is so awesome. I didn't realize. I never heard the part about it. The horse knew, could hear your heartbeat 10 feet away. I never knew that. So it's kind of a fun little bit of knowledge today. And then some of the experiences I think are great that you offer at the stables there. A little bit more about the background of some of your horses. You touched on like Mabel and Marshmallow. Mm-hmm. But these horses, are they older horses? Have they been retired or they're here? They're gentle, kind of, any level of rider can get on them.
Well, by design, as I said, I wanted to reflect the heritage of the breed, breeds, I should say. Mm-hmm. What I did was I went and looked for and found old former champions that were, couple of our horses are world famous. Three of them actually are world famous.
Wow.
One of them is Luke Branchino. He's a local national finals rodeo star. His original rodeo horse when he was a teenage boy is in our string.
Very cool.
They called him the Gray, but we named him Gandalf the Gray because he looks like the horse from Lord of the Rings. And he's a 21-year-old retired quarter horse. So this is a good point to touch on. All of our horses only do one thing. They walk. Mm-hmm. They were all former big-time athletes in their youth, and they did really demanding things, and then they were retired. But, in the industry, we call them pasture ornaments. There's, they get to be 14, 15. They're a little arthritic or they're a little stiff and they can't do the sport they did anymore. What did Michael Jordan do when he retired? He couldn't play basketball anymore. Do you euthanize him? Do you set him on a porch with a swing and say, see you, Michael. Thanks right. for the. No, he took up golf. He took up golf.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We're like a golf resort for former equestrian okay. champions.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it is. And so they only walk. We don't even trot them. And they all have pads in their feet. They all are on the best supplements you can buy. They get the highest quality feed and grain. They get chiropractic treatment. They get massages. It's really fun. And,
nice.
But we did that on purpose. We wanted to have these fun, old, famous horses. And we also, as I said, I've been in the horse industry for 40 years. I've owned well over 100 horses in my life. And you have to find a way, you have to find a purpose for these horses, mm-hmm. an older horse. And we right. have, and that's what we do. It costs us more. It's more work and more time, but we love doing it.
I think it's great. I love, because what a story you've got to tell the riders and people that come out and share those with them, and whose horses they might be riding and maybe some of their story. And I mean, Luke is definitely, a big name here in the Valley. We're all familiar with and his legacy there that he has in the rodeo arena. But that's really, I think it's a great story. I love that. And I think people would appreciate knowing that too when they come out, I would think, and make it even more special during the ride.
We have a number of return riders who saw another horse and like, can I ride that one next time?
Oh, cool.
You know, because of the story, you know, yeah. And like, yes. We had a former 3-day equestrian Olympic rider come who's, you know, can we canter out there? I said, nope, it's just a walk.
Yeah.
And she kind of frowned like, huh, you know. Well, she came back and she said, that is the best trail ride I have ever been on in my life. And I'm going to come back regularly and ride all your horses.
Wow. So, that's great.
So that was high praise for someone with her background.
Right. Exactly.
So really fun.
That's awesome. Well, those are all good testimonials, right? We've touched on a lot of information, and you've talked about what you have coming up and involving crafts and different things that you'll be doing there, which is exciting. Just to give it, you know, you've got so many offerings there for people when they come up to do the trail rides. And then what has been your favorite part, I guess, about running the horseback riding company? And do you have a favorite part of it? I guess you've talked about a lot of things that probably, I'm sure, are right up there on your favorite list.
Well, here's my story and why this works. So for 40 years, I was in the Arabian horse industry in marketing. My company was called Equine Marketing Systems, and I had clients all over the world, and I sold high-end show horses and managed stallion syndications and all that stuff. And I was the first person hired by the Arabian Horse Association to be an advisor to them on how to grow the breed. This is back in the early 90s. And so my heart has always been in exposing people to the horse lifestyle, regardless of the breed. And the horse industry has really taken a beating over the past 20 years. It pretty much died in 2008 as we knew it, because the middle class went through that terrible recession and they just couldn't afford horses anymore. So the breeding of horses has dropped down in every breed and every discipline. So I have a heart for is giving someone that classic first or a lifelong encounter with a horse that they relate to. And once that light bulb goes on, you've changed the game for people. They mm-hmm. they might become a horse owner one day, or they might get another horse, or their kid might get a horse,
right.
So this is really the underlying thing, is I want people to have that dynamic experience to change them over. We have people all the time on rides who say, gosh, I never thought about owning a horse, but would you ever sell one of these horses? Like, yep, we would.
Yeah.
So that's kind of for me, that's the heart of it. And I've also, you know, I've gone through 22 employees since we opened.
Uh-huh.
I have four. We've whittled it down.
Wow.
And they're fantastic. And they all have the same heart. And they love people. They love telling the story. They love entertaining. They love the horses like crazy. And so it's a really fun environment. When you walk into the gate, you are greeted by this kind of magical little encounter that you're going to have.
Nice.
And I also didn't mention we have a petting zoo as well. And we are going to also have an aviary soon.
Oh my gosh.
Walk in and the birds will land on them. They can feed them. But we've got exotic little miniature farm animals, long-haired cows and pygmy goats and things like that.
Awesome.
So people spend a couple hours just hanging out and enjoying it, and they come back. And so
such a great addition to our community, Bob. I love that you're doing all of this. And you know, as a visitors bureau here, we get to promote all of these things. And this is what makes our job fun too, is just having more to talk about and more to share with our visitors. And especially when it relates to family entertainment. And like you say, it could be life-changing for some people when they come out. Some people have never been around a horse in their life, and to have that experience and for you to do what you're doing and allow that, you know, just up close personal touch and education about it, I think that's huge. And you probably will change a lot of people into horse lovers, I'm sure. So
yeah,
good for
that's
you.
That's the goal. That's the fun part. And it's not just for the tourists, even though there's
right.
lots of them who come every weekend who visit us. But I wanted the community to be able to enjoy this on a, you know, with kids camps and riding lessons and all the other right. things that we're going to be offering as well. So I want this to be something that the city and the community of Buellton really embraces. And that's my ultimate goal, is I want this to be, you know, an emerald for the city
yeah.
that everybody loves.
Definitely. I love that it's here. And like you say, the park Riverview Park is beautiful. The backdrop there is stunning with the Santa Rita Hills. So the trail ride for all the listeners, you're going to be in really a beautiful, majestic area and surrounded by this really beautiful mountain range. And it's just really pretty. So I think everybody would enjoy that. That's awesome. So Bob, is there anything else that we might have missed today that you might want to add before we go into our final question that we always ask our guest.
One of the most heartwarming things I see all the time is a guest comes back from a ride. Maybe they're staying at the campground. They live in LA or they live some, you know, Silicon Valley. And they just came back and they rode their horse by a buck out on the by the water. Or they saw a bobcat or they saw an eagle. And they're riding on a horse while this happens. And they're, you know, 2 minutes from the city or their hotel room. And so it's just a great juxtaposition because where we are located is really old California and it's unspoiled. Nobody goes down there. There's no power poles. There's no fences. There's no anything. You're back like 200 years ago when you're out riding the horse. And that's the great part. It's a great ride on top of all the other things. And I love seeing the expression of people who are taken aback by that when they see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you don't get that everywhere for sure. We're a little slice of heaven here and that's some fun stories there. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate your time and sharing a little bit more about the SYV horseback rides. And then we always have one final question for our guest, and that is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
I've been won over by Buellton. I've lived in this valley since 1995 over on the other side, but Buellton is got it going on. It's the management, the city managers, the city council, the planning commission, they know what they're doing and they're doing a great job of it. And this is going to be one of the most fun, bustling communities in California in the next 10, 15 years. And people like you just have a great perspective on what's going on here and how to promote it, how to do it right. And I'm just glad to be part of the community.
Well, we're super glad to have you here and bring your horseback riding here. It's just such a great addition. I can't say we don't have that everywhere here. So to have it right in town, like you say, you're 2 minutes from home or your hotel room, whatever it might be. And it's right here. And yet you can be out in nature and riding. So thank you so much again for sharing all of that, Bob. And I want to thank all of our listeners today for listening to us. And please be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media and join our conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we look forward to talking to you all soon again. Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DiCicco, and produced by Relic.